Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey guys, thanks so much for joining me on this edition of Build Your Tribe. If you did not yet listen to part one, I recommend you go back and listen to it. However, it doesn't necessarily hurt to listen to them, at least part two, before you listen to part one. I recommend that you listen to this series in its entirety, and I've devoted it to Facebook because, I mean, let's face it, there is no bigger, better social media platform. Why are we spending so much time trying to figure out lesser platforms when all of the people that you need to reach and pretty much everything you need to do, you can do on Facebook? That's not to negate using other social media platforms. I mean, hello, I love Instagram. But if I don't understand how to use the power editor in Facebook, then I can't run ads on Instagram. So it starts with a better understanding of Facebook and how we can use Facebook to grow our businesses. This is part two. It's recorded live on, yep, you guessed it, Facebook Live. Off to the show. You, my friend, all you need is an idea and a desire to help people, and you can start a business. You don't need a pedigree. You don't need to have gone to the most prestigious university. You don't need a marketing degree. You don't need to know the right people. You don't even need to write a business plan. You literally can come up with an idea, reserve a domain name, and with the help of social media, you can build a business and start making money tonight. Tonight! I'm so not kidding. How the whole world isn't doing this, I don't know. Like, even if you have a job, a J-O-B, don't you still want some extra coin in your pocket for a nice pair of shoes or some pretty earrings or a rainy day? Like, I don't know. I don't understand why everyone doesn't do it, but I guess it's not for everybody, right? And maybe if it was for everybody, it wouldn't be so cool. But it is pretty amazing what we can do in terms of building businesses, and great part due to social media and understanding what we can do with it. But today I want to specifically talk to those of you who are trying to build a brand in a very competitive market. Now, I'm going to use fitness as the example, but please know this would apply. The same concepts apply whether you're a hairdresser, because there's a million people cutting hair, or you are a teacher or an educator or an online marketer or somebody who's a rep for Avon. Whatever it is that you do, there's a million other people who do it. So I want you to take the lessons and the concepts that I'm going to discuss here today. And even though I'm going to use some fitness references, I want you to know the theories apply regardless of what industry you're in. Because the bottom line is you've got to figure out a way that you're unique. Otherwise, why do I need to go to you? Like burger joints. There's 30 different burger chains. Why do some people pick one chain over another? Because they have something unique to offer. And that's what you need to understand, is what is it you have to offer that is unique? And that's what we'll be talking about. The next point to have you, step three, if you will, is to use the power of your like page to help you build a following off of Facebook. And I know Facebook will probably crash the app right now that I'm saying that. But the point is, the truth is, the fact of the matter is, you don't own Facebook. And you can do something inadvertently, which happens to my clients all the time, where suddenly you are kicked off of Facebook. I had my account disabled for impersonating Shalene Johnson, and it took me a week to prove who I was. It happens. Number one, it happens. And number two, you know, even though Facebook has been at the top of the game for quite some time, you just never know. And ultimately, I don't know when you're going to be on Facebook. I don't really have access to you. I don't know if you're going to see this in the newsfeed. And so the people who you want to connect with, the people who want a true relationship with you, your goal shouldn't be to send them to YouTube or to send them to Instagram or to send them to your shopping page. I see so many people who get into business and then they buy these, or their distributors for different MLMs, and they send everybody to their generic shopping page first. Why? Why do that? You just get lost. And then when they go to your generic shopping page, which is certainly nothing unique because it's a generic page, I've lost you. I no longer see you. I don't get to connect with you. So that shouldn't be the first place that you send people. The first place you should send people is a place where you can deepen the relationship. Customers, businesses are not built on products. Customers, relationships, long-term relationships, sustainable businesses are built because I like you. I like you. And I like you because I can trust you. And I can't trust you, and I certainly don't know you if you've just sent me to a generic page on a website. So send me to a place where I can get to know you a little better. Great example of this, and I'm going to try to provide you with examples all week long. But the best way to do this on Facebook for free is to go to your cover art and change your cover art into a gift to those people who are visiting your page. If you'll go back and take a look at the cover art that I use on Facebook.com/Shalene, I've used a program called Canva. It's free. Canva. Okay. So with Canva, you can select a pre-designed template that's the perfect size, the perfect dimensions, and it looks professional. You don't have to hire someone on Fiverr or Upwork to design it for you. You can change it out every week or whenever you have something new to offer people. You can send them to, if you want, a YouTube video or a newsletter or your website, but just send them to a place where the relationship can continue. For me, I use it right now. As you see, if you click on it, it'll say, get my free 90-day goal planner. Click here. Now, this is a workaround. Get ready to take some notes because this is an awesome workaround. You guys are going to love this. You're going to love this. Okay, so here you go. You're going to go to Canva, and what I've done is designed a banner, and in the middle of it, I say, click here to download or get it here, right? Okay, but you're like, okay, so Shalene, does Facebook authorize that call to action and does that click? Do you have to pay for that click that takes people to a website? How does that actually work? What happens is when someone clicks on the picture, that's you giving them a call to action. You said the action I would like for you to take is to click on this photo. When you click on the photo, a description pops up next to the photo, and that description includes a link back to my freemium. Awesome. Then in exchange, I give people a 90-day goal planner. What do they give me? Their email address, because that's where I have to send them the PDF. They have to download it and print it out, but that's how the relationship starts. Now that person is on my email list, and I've identified them not as somebody who's just interested in fitness, which is great, but the person who I'm trying to serve is somebody who has something more. The person who's like, fitness is my thing, but it's only a piece of me. I've got something bigger. I want to help other people. I have a business I want to start. Somebody who's working on 90-day goals is very different from someone who just only interested in abdominal exercises. So the freemium that I offer needs to help me attract the kind of people I want to work with. I say that because, for example, you are in an MLM, you're in a network marketing organization. Let's say you're a personal trainer and you're trying to build your business on Facebook. And what you want to do is, instead of schlepping your stuff from home to home to home to home to home, you'd like to be able to have people buy your diet program where you basically have them fill out a complete questionnaire, photos back in front of what they look like, their age, you know, a full questionnaire so you know exactly what you're dealing with. And then you design for them a custom diet plan and workout plan, and they pay a flat fee per month to get that program updated. Now you're making money while you sleep, right? Instead of having to go door to door to door to door to door to train people. Okay. So you see, now that personal trainer, they want to try to avoid attracting people who just want to work with them in person, right? So they're going to try to find somebody who isn't just looking for free tips, but somebody who really wants to know about nutrition and health, and they get it. They just need someone to keep them accountable, and they need somebody who's really going to help them dial in their nutrition and workouts. So that is a very particular person. You have to consider, who is it you're trying to attract? If you're in a network marketing organization and you're frustrated by the type of people who you keep drawing in, ask yourself what you're using to attract customers. Because you might be using something that attracts a large group, but it's not specific to the type of business builders that you're looking for. You're looking for A players. You're looking for people who totally get it. And those people are people who are already successful. They don't need your opportunity. They don't think they need it. They do. They don't think they need it because they're already successful. So what you use as your freemium or as your opt-in on your Facebook page should relate to the type of person who you're ultimately trying to work with. What am I using to attract my customers? Yeah. You know, I talk to clients all the time, students, if you will, like of the Marketing Impact Academy, and they'll tell me, I keep, you know, my customers, they don't have any money to spend. They don't give me much feedback. They lose interest quickly. They're not the kind of people I'm really looking for. And I just have to say, you've got to look at what you're putting out then. What are you putting out to the world? Because we shouldn't be here for popularity. We should niche ourselves so that we can find perhaps a smaller group, but the right group, right? Like, you don't need a massive ton of customers. You need like the right kind of people, the kind of people who get you. And you're like, oh, dude, I get you. And I'm going to take care of you. Like, that's who I'm looking for. I'm not looking to take care of everybody. I'm not like, I'm probably not your girl. But if you are business minded, your family comes first. You don't mind that I talk about how important God is to me and how important fitness is to me, then I'm your girl. But if you're just here to talk about nutrition and food, I am not your girl, because that is a piece of me. My day started here in the gym. And I think every business owner, regardless of what kind of business you own, I don't care if you are someone who puts wallpaper up every day. If that's your business, it better include fitness, because that's how you take care of yourself. And how are we going to expect you to take care of your customers if you can't even take care of your own health? Like, I'm concerned about your priorities. If you can't take care of your health, I'm concerned. That's who I am. I'm a business expert who believes fitness is a critical component of all businesses. It shocks me how many health professionals are unhealthy. That doesn't make sense. It shocks me how many teachers who are teaching our children how to be smart, how to take care of themselves, how to make their way in the world, aren't taking care of their own health. Like, I think it starts with fitness, and that's who I am. But that's why fitness is important to me. Not because I think you should be 11% body fat. Not because I think you should count your macros and that, you know, you should train so hard that your knees are about to pop off. That's not me. That's not important to me. What's important to me is that you are working towards something that makes you feel amazing, that you're working towards goal setting. Fitness has given you an opportunity to see that it's possible. See, fitness in my mind is a gateway drug. It teaches people with a plan and some determination, freaking anything's possible. You just have to want it. And people, they do that and they're like, wow, this is crazy. I've been heavy all my life, but I put together a plan and I stuck to it and I feel good. And people are responding positively to me and I've got more energy. And this is making me think that maybe I should want more for myself. Maybe I should do some goal setting. And people then tend to step into personal development. And personal development often leads into business development. And that's the continuum. And those are the people who I want to take care of. And so that's who I'm trying to attract on my page. So my number three tip today, number one and number two are yesterday. My number three tip today is to use the banner across the cover of your Facebook like page to take care of people, to build rapport by using that space to build your email list. And as an example, you can look at mine at facebook.com/Shalene. Yeah, I'll show you how to do that. Okay, the messenger feature. For those of you who are using a like page, I saw many of your comments yesterday from my video I did here live on Facebook. And many of you said, Shalene, I use my personal page because that is how I connect with my customers using Messenger. You can use Messenger with your like page now. I think a lot of people don't realize that you can do that. And then you can specifically reach out to people who are fans of your page as your page. Do you know that you can have more than one business page? You can have a page for each of your individual interests, just like you do, say, on Instagram. But don't think that the only way you can truly connect with people is on your personal page. Your like page actually gives you the ability to reach far more people. And that leads me to my number, well, I guess we could call that my number four tip. My number five tip is analytics. You wouldn't drive down the road to try to find a new restaurant or a friend's home and not know the address and not know how far it was and not know where you were going. You want to know where you're going, and you're not just driving around in circles. But you see, what most people are doing in social media who are trying to build a business is they're just doing. They're just driving, and they're waking up every day and they're trying to come up on the fly with what they're going to post. Then they keep checking back in to see, is it popular? Is anybody liked it? And am I getting any traction? That's not a plan, Stan. That's called driving around in circles. You have to know who it is you're serving. How old are they? You need insights. And Facebook gives those to you. They give you those insights. All you have to do is look at them and you'll know which of your posts are the most popular. How old is the average person who's tuning in? And sometimes even more importantly, you can see people who are engaging and commenting and liking who they don't like your page, but they're still engaging with your post because they're showing up in their newsfeed. And you can find out their age, their gender, where they live, everything you need to know about them, what time they're online, what time you should be posting, what type of posts get the best engagement and the best reach. And if you're not looking at that, honestly, it's like being a business owner who is driving around in circles. It's like having no plan. It's throwing something at the wall, and you've got to be able to look at what's happening so you know what's working and what's not working. Otherwise, you're not using your time effectively. And I just know as a business owner, there's so much to do and so many things, so many possibilities that we have to use our time wisely and do what's most effective. Okay, great question. Katie asks, how does somebody who's brand new and just started a like page build a following? I'm so glad you asked. Katie, you're going to do pretty much the exact same thing that I do and that everyone who's watching should do. And that is to pay close attention to changes on Facebook, algorithms, and what's working. So I can tell you this. You ready for this hot tip, everybody? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Here we go. The number one thing you should be doing every day on Facebook is Facebook Live. Yep. Whenever Facebook releases a new feature or like a new program, like Live, obviously Facebook is pushing live video into the stream. As you can see right now, as we are live, there's 1.1, so a little over 1,000 people watching this broadcast. Yesterday, when I did the broadcast live, I had between 800 and 900 on live. Within a half hour, listen to this. Yesterday, the video I did live, I had about 800 to 900 people on live. Within an hour, it had reached over 500,000 people with zero paid ads, zero boost, zero. 500,000 within an hour. So that means you, my friend, you have to go live. But you can't just go live to go live. You have to go live and be of value. You need content. You need to start off with a bang. You need to show up and deliver and to be valuable to people. Your broadcast should be brief. They should be bright, and then you should be done. You need to, so that people, when they know you're going live, they're like, oh, this is going to be golden. And I hope that's how you feel about my broadcast. I hope you're like, every time she goes live, it's not her dancing around and being a goofball or whatever. She's giving us nuggets. And I hope that's how you feel about this. And that's how I am working to grow my Facebook page. And that's how any new person, what you want to do is video. Now, if you're not comfortable going live, or if you've just started your own like page, this is a hack. Like, people don't know about this. The algorithm loves video, all video, except video from other platforms. What do you mean, Shalene? I mean, Facebook is not that keen on you posting links to YouTube. I don't know if you know this, YouTube, Google, Instagram, Facebook. You see, they're not exactly in bed together. In fact, they don't want you sending people over to YouTube, obviously. So that's going to reduce your reach within the newsfeed. Duh. So then what kind of video are you talking about, Shalene? Pretty much, get this, you can pretty much share any freaking awesome video that somebody else has posted on Facebook. And just by sharing it, you'll get more views. Don't believe me? All you have to do is look at my page, find a video that you remember being very funny or interesting. Better funny, because funny has a broad scale. Like, it doesn't matter what business you're in and what kind of people follow you. Everybody gets funny. So if you share a funny video, watch what happens to your views. Watch what happens to the number of likes you get that week. Watch what happens to your Facebook page, because then what happens is Facebook tracks the algorithm and it goes, oh, okay. So people who follow Jane Doe like the videos that she posts. Facebook has no idea what's in the video. They don't know. They don't have no way of knowing that. So you can share a hysterically funny video. Here's my tip. You ready? Here's a really great hack. Try it. Try it, and I can't wait to hear what happens. If you share one really funny short video every day, every day for 5 days, I guarantee, look at your insights will go through the roof. And then what happens is now the algorithm, Facebook believes, okay, so followers of Jane Doe love funny videos. Okay, now what you can do is you can post a video of you sharing a great tip, and it's automatically going to go, well, it's another video that she's posted, and people like videos from her or him, and so it's going to put it in the newsfeed. Now, post a bad video that people aren't that interested in, don't like, don't comment, don't engage, then your reach goes down and then down and down and down. So the key is making sure that you get people to engage when you're doing a video. And I'm going to talk about that tomorrow. But here's my tip for you. When you go live, if you don't have a lot of followers, there may be no one on when you go live. So don't expect a two-way conversation. Deliver. Stand and freaking deliver. Go bam, bam, bam. Like, know what you're going to deliver to people. Give them killer content that's just unbelievable and high energy and captivating, so that people are like, this is so good, it's going to make me look good if I share it. See, that's what gets people to share content. It's not like, oh, this girl's pretty or this girl's blah, whatever. You aren't going to share this video right now unless it looks good on you, meaning I share content on my page, but not just because somebody's my friend. I share it because I'm like, okay, it's going to make me look good to my followers that I'm sharing with them, somebody who's in the know. So that's what I use as a litmus test to understand, like, okay, do I share this video or not? Does it benefit my followers? How does it make me look? That's why a lot of us share funny stuff, because we're like, it's going to make me look funny. If I share a funny video, I'm going to seem funny, right? And if you share something that's incredibly informative, cutting edge, touching, beautiful, things that move people, it says a little bit about who we are. And that's why we share those kinds of video. So when you go live, just know there may be no one on, but mark my words, leave it up for a couple days and watch what happens to the reach. But you better be good for it. You show up and this is how you start your video. Hey guys, today I'm talking about Facebook and specifically how you can be using Facebook to set yourself apart. I'm going to talk to you specifically about how you can be unique in the fitness industry and build a business here and how I've done it. But this is going to apply to anyone who's on business and using Facebook. My name is Chalene Johnson. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I'm the creator of the Marketing Impact Academy, Smart Success Academy. I am the also creator of several fitness infomercials like Pio, Turbo Fire, and Turbo Jam. And today I want to help you understand how to stand out in social media. My first tip, and that's how I go. And I didn't even have to look at notes because I know what I want to say. Keep it brief, be bright, make it fun, and then be done, just like we did right here, right now. Because I know you want the engagement that you can get by using live video, I've created a freemium. I've created a free gift for you. It's called Blast Your Broadcast. You go to blastyourbroadcast.com, enter your email address, and I will send you my complete list on everything you need to know to have a killer live video. Live is very different from edited videos. It's a different beast, and you want to nail it the first time. You want to make sure you've got great sound, the best lighting, and use the format that's going to get you engagement. In my free report, I'll share with you all of my best resources, including how to create content that gets people to come back for more. So check it out at blastyourbroadcast.com. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips.